Thank you, Mr. Chair. So in general, we understand the intent of this paragraph. I think what is making it difficult is a combination of a lot of issues, especially at the very end where we're talking about the admissibility of all phases of procedures, and then citing a particular article of the ICED. I don't know about other colleagues, especially those who are supporting it, what they understand and interpret this to be for. I have asked my capital to sort of help me understand what this implies and to what extent as a working group we can make references to specific articles of conventions that are binding to those states that have ratified it, and what the implication would be considering that there is a special committee that deals with everything and anything under the sun, and as far as ICED is concerned. I think for us, this is the difficulty that we find ourselves in, and we don't understand and maybe not very clear on what if we would be setting a precedence, we may find ourselves in a bit of a bind in going forward. I'm not sure what that last part implies. Maybe if I got clarification, it could help. And just to say that we have language in the DDPA on foreign occupation, we have language in the DDPA on issues of colonialism, that if colleagues want that language in, we could take it for what it is in the DDPA without necessarily having an implication on implied reference to ICED. I think this would be the only, this is the part that we're struggling with. But if there's any of the colleagues that are supportive of this text who are willing to help me understand what that last part really actually says and what it means, it could help my delegation a lot, I think. And we could find a way of convergence